She raised her boy with courage. And when the day come that he would answer the call of God, and it might mean she would never see him again, she showed even more courage, and she let him go. I hope that story happens a lot at our church, and you say, it's easy for you to say. No, it isn't easy for me to say. Last Saturday at DFW Airport, I put my daughter on a plane to go to Brazil and be gone 11 days. I got to tell you, I don't like knowing that if something went wrong, I couldn't be there in a few moments. But there's a thought in the back of my mind that's even scarier than that. What if she comes home and says, Dad, that was so cool. I want to go spend the rest of my life in a foreign country. You see, her mother and I have intentionally raised her so that she might be open to that. And if she is, that we could say, well, we may not see you much until heaven, but go and answer the call of God. I put on the back of her outline a little poem that I think is poignant. Karen Robb writes, little one, you belong to yourself and God. You are not mine. I'm only the port that looses you into the bay, the tide that bears you out on your own adventure. I am your sea legs, your swift tack astride the wind. I teach the bare mechanics of your craft. But one day, in the furor of a squall, or in the awful silence of a calm, you'll find I'm not beside you at the helm. And if I've done my job right, you will not be alone.